ध्यायामोदवळावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So in the previous day we saw Narada saying that mukyatastu mahat kripayeva bhagavat kripa leshadva. So bhakti can be achieved mainly, primarily due to Ishvara's grace, little bit of Ishvara's grace and Mahatma's grace. Mahat sangam, in the next sutra Narada is speaking about mahat sangam. So the next sutra that we are going to discuss today is Mahat Sangastu Durlabho Agamyo Amogascha. So Narada, Mahat Sangha. Mahat Sangha means Mahat Kripa. Like once we get Mahat Kripa, that means we get association with Mahatmas. So association with Mahatmas. So here association, by association Narada means whatever Krishna said as tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, pranipatam pariprashnam and seva, all those are already, or like all those are meant here. So that is Mahat Sangam. So such a Mahat Sangam, so Narada says or qualifies Mahat Sangam, saying like giving it three qualities. So Mahat Sangahatu, Mahat Sangha or satsanga, though mahat kripa, with mahat kripa, mahatma's kripa, with guru kripa, we can get bhakti easily, but still mahat kripa or mahat sangam, association with mahatmas, we can split association into two, like one is just meeting the mahatma, and then second is whatever we discussed just now as pranipatam, pariprashnam and seva, or getting kripa. So mahat sangha, association with mahatmas, is Durlabha. Durlabha means very difficult. Very difficult means very tough. So we'll discuss the three qualities or qualification that Narada gives in detail. But in brief, Durlabha, it is very difficult, very tough. Agamyaha. Agamyaha means these Mahatmas, like they are beyond apprehension. So their state, like we cannot really understand their state. So their state is really very tough to understand. And amogham. So amogham, the word amogham means like it is infallible, or it will always give effect. So it is like brahmastram. Brahmastram cannot fail at any point of time. So there are astras like that which cannot fail. Atom bomb. So atom bomb can never fail. So maybe one bullet or two bullet can fail. But if there is something that cannot fail, Sudarshana Chakra, Ishwara's, Vishnu's Sudarshana Chakra, that cannot fail. So it is amogam. It cannot fail. It cannot fail means it will give the fruit. There can be no way that Mahat Sangha, like with Mahat Sangha, we will not get bhakti. So that is the meaning here. So Mahat Sangha, like many times, like we even just association or meeting the Mahatmas, meeting various Mahatmas, we like consider it something simple. So when we like, when we meet other devotees, we just say, oh, I met Amma 5 years back, I met Amma 10 years back, I met Amma 1 year back. We say it like casually, as if like it's like meeting a normal person. But meeting a Mahatma is much, much difficult, much, much tough than even meeting celebrities. So meeting Bala Murali Krishna or meeting Sachin Tendulkar is tough, but meeting a Mahatma is still tougher. So the best example that comes to mind, which is also explained in the Narada Bhakti Sutra blog, is that Paramahamsa Yogananda. Paramahamsa Yogananda was a real seeker. Like he used to grow long hair, he used to not bother about college people like scolding him, scorning him. He didn't bother about his parents, brother, everybody. He used to go on seeking his guru. So he how tough it can be to seek one's guru. We already know Atma Kripa. If a person has the strong desire, then he will immediately meet the guru. But here, like Paramahamsa Yogananda had the strong desire. His desire to realize was much more, much stronger than our desires. But still, he met Paramahamsa Yoga, like his guru, Yukteswar Giri, after many, many years. Narendra, Vivekananda met Ramakrishna Paramahamsa after many, many years. So though Mahatmas are there, like Amma, how many times has Amma come to the main cities of India? Many times. But still, when did we meet Amma? That itself will explain, that itself will show us that meeting such a Mahatma is very rare. And avataras, a time when avataras come to earth to guide people, that is something which is very sacred. It happens once in many, many years. So we should never, like going forward after learning in this sutra that durlabham, it is very tough, we should remember, whenever somebody asks, whenever we meet Amma, we should remember the importance of such a Mahatma. We should remember that such a Mahatma was there since 1953, but still we met her only after so long. So many of us like are from a Vedantic family. Like Aparna's parents have, like her father is into Vedanta. Rajesh was into Vedas from his young age. But how many of us have heard like Amma before we met Amma? Rare. How many of us have heard that there is some person called Balakrishna Nair or Nuchur? We have not. So that means it is very tough. It is very tough to meet a Mahatma. It is very tough to get satsanga. Even satsangam is very tough. It might seem to be very simple, but it is very tough. So if we even look at Amma, Amma rather than other Mahatmas, Amma goes and meets people, but still, how many people have met Amma? There are many people, like many new people come to Amma each year. It's like Ayyappa. So Ayyappa made a promise that he will marry that year, like when no new person goes to Shabarimala. And it's been many, many years. Each year, some other new person will go. They are called Kanni Ayyappan. So first, similarly, how many people haven't met Amma? It's huge. So Amit's like, there are many Vedantic followers who have also not met Amma, who don't know Amma. And people who have met Amma, they haven't got Pranipatam Pariprashnam Seva. Some people have Seva, some people have Pranipatam, some people have Pariprashnam. Some people like have mix of one or two, but nobody has all the three. So it is very tough. Satsanga is very sacred, not just sacred, it is very tough. So like meeting such a Mahatma is very, very tough. We should always remember that it is very tough. Therefore, what does it mean? It is very tough means, oh, it is very tough, so I don't want to meet. No, very tough means that speaks for, that says that it is very rare indeed. We shouldn't let go of such an opportunity. Such an opportunity comes once in many, many births, once in many kalpas, we get a Mahatma. And like once in a kalpa, we get an opportunity to meet such a Mahatma. And then, as Shankara enumerates, in Jantunam Narajanma Durlabham Ataha Pumstvam Tato Viprata Tasmat Vaidika Dharma Marga Parata Vidvatvam Asmat Param Atmanatma Vivechanam Swanubhavu Brahmatmana Samstitir Muktirno Shatajanma Kodi Sukruteihi Punyer Vina Labhyate. So Shankara, this is Viveka Chudamani, second shloka. Interested people can go through it. There Shankara enumerates the various steps in spirituality, human birth, and then desire to know the Shastras, then learning the Shastras and each and every step. And he says, all this can be achieved only in like hundreds of the good karmas done in like many, many births. So without good karma, not even in 100 lifespans of Brahma, will not get such an opportunity. So Mahatsanga is Durlabham. So Mahatsanga means not just meeting Amma, but trying to speak about Amma, trying to listen about Amma, trying to know Amma in the real sense. So for a normal person, meeting Amma itself is great. But for seekers, we should go one step further. It's not just meeting Amma, but it is trying to get Pranipatam, Pariprashnam and Seva. So trying to get all those three, it is very rare. So whenever we get an opportunity to where like we become eligible or we are trying to gain those three, we should never let go of such an opportunity. So Pranipatam, Pariprashnam, Seva, all those are in the form of various sadhanas that the Mahatma, such a Mahatma like Amma, prescribe or they say. And whatever they say, we have to try to do it. So Mahatsanga is Durlabham. So Durlabham means it is very tough. Only after many, many births, we will get such an opportunity. So there are many stories, like we can go on giving many stories to illustrate this point, but I don't want to enter Shabari's case. Not just Shabari's case, I forgot the name. Like there was a woman who became a rock, a stone, and then Rama had to step on her. So I think Ahalya. So all those, like, they waited for many, many births. They waited for many, many, not sorry, not births, but many, many years. So like we have to wait for a long period of time before meeting such a Mahatma like Amma. So Durlabham. So Mahatsanga here, like as I said, for a normal person, Mahatsanga means just meeting such a Mahatma. For us, Mahatsanga means Pranipatam, Pariprashnam, Seva. So Pranipatam, Pariprashnam, Seva doesn't necessarily mean physical association. Physical association with the Mahatma as much as possible, and then mental association with the Mahatma in the form of going through the Mahatma's words, trying to do what the Mahatma says, and all those like bhajan, japa, dhyanam, getting together, all those are Mahatsanga only. So it is very Durlabham, though it is available everywhere, like bhajan groups, satsang groups, everything is there, but still, how many people really utilize it? How many people really utilize Amma and Amma's power, Amma's will, Amma's compassion to gain Pranipatam, Pariprashnam, Seva, so that they can get Bhakti? That's very less. So Durlabham. And the second, this is a very important reason why we should utilize the Mahatma as soon as possible, because the Agamyam, they are beyond our intellect, beyond our apprehension. So Ishvara is Manovacham Agochara. So Ishvara, such a Mahatma is Ishvara only. So that means they also possess the qualities of Ishvara, which means we cannot apprehend them. So we cannot judge them. So if we cannot apprehend and judge them, then like we first thing we have to understand is we have to utilize them as soon as possible. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If it is a normal person, we can say at least tomorrow, if he doesn't die, he will be there. But for a Mahatma, we cannot say what would happen tomorrow. Even like in India now, there is no Devi Bhava. Amma stopped Devi Bhava. So similarly, things might happen. We don't know what would happen. So that's the first thing. So we have to utilize such a Mahatma to progress, to get true devotion. That is first. And second is, never try to judge the Mahatma, which means Pranipatam is very essential when we meet such a Mahatma. Many Mahatmas are not compassionate like Amma. Many Mahatmas might behave weirdly. So Avadutas are there. Avadutas are Jnanis who are like Amma, but their action will be like, we cannot even predict their action. So there used to be one Avaduta in Trivandrum. So I forgot the Avaduta's name. Like, so one of my father's friend used to go there. So once he went there, and like he was sitting in front of the Avaduta and then chatting something. All of a sudden, the Mahatma was like chewing tobacco, he just spit on him, directly on him, on his face. So that those are the ways such Mahatma or such Avadutas might behave. Like I have seen the Avadutas. And at that time he didn't say anything, or like he didn't respond at all. So Avadutas are jnanis in the world as well, Mahatmas, who are Avadutas, who will not behave the way we want them to. So even Mahatmas or Avataras like Ramakrishna Paramahamsa or Ramana Maharshi have also behaved kind of weirdly from our perspective. Whereas from Mahatma like Amma, who is so compassionate, we cannot expect such behavior. Amma will always do only one thing. She will always lovingly treat her children. So that means agamyam. We cannot apprehend them, which means that we will have to utilize them as soon as possible. Two ways, we need to get surrender because we cannot judge their words or actions. We cannot judge them. Just by looking at Amma, like we cannot say this is going to happen, that is going to happen. So when tsunami hit, nobody really expected Amma to donate. So even Amrita Swarupananda was surprised. So all of a sudden, Amma called up a press meet and she said that she is going to donate. So nobody expected that. So similarly, we cannot predict as to what is going to happen with such a Mahatma. So Agamya, and the third is Amogam. So this is another like very important quality of the Mahatma or Mahat Sangha. So Mahat Sangha, association with the Mahatma is infallible. That means like it cannot fail. It is something which will never fail. So that Mahat Sangha will definitely give us moksha if we utilize it in the right way. So if we use Mahat Sangha to get pranipatam, pariprashnam and seva, then it will definitely give us bhakti. So bhakti or the fruit we will definitely get by Mahat Sangha, and that is what Shankara says, satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nishchalatatvam, nishchalatatve jivan mukti. Satsanga, association with sat mahatmas will cause nissangam. Nissangam means detachment, internal or inner detachment to everything. So association with Mahatma, such a Mahatma will make us go more and more towards Ishvara. Means like if we let the Mahatma control us, that means we follow what the Mahatma says, real association, that will lead us more towards Ishvara, which means we will become detached to the world. And such nissangam, nissangatve nirmohatvam. If we are detached from the world, then the world cannot delude us. Maya cannot delude us. So nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve nishchalatatvam. If we cannot get deluded. So delusion is the fluctuations in the mind. That is caused by delusion. So if delusion is not there, there is no fluctuation, or chalanam is not there. That means nishchalatatvam. And such a nishchalam state of the mind ever abiding in Ishvara and never moving, not even for 1 minute moving away from Ishvara, that is called jivan mukti or anandam. So that is the effect of satsanga. So there is a story that Amma gives like this. I think I have told it many times, but still again, it can be interpreted in many ways. It can be explained or said in different ways. So such stories, the stories of Mahatmas can be interpreted, can be said in many ways. Like when we say it 2 times, 3 times, it will not be exactly the same. So that is the difference between us and a Mahatma. A Mahatma, like each and every time the Mahatma says the story, it will be the same. For us, like we will try to add things, it will change automatically. So anyway, so Narada once had a doubt. So as to what is the effect of satsanga. So Narada went to Ishvara, Vishnu, and said, "Oh Vishnu, like, oh Bhagavan, I need to know like satsanga. What is the effect of satsanga?" So maybe like after all those, that is when Narada said, "Amogam, they will surely give effect. So I want to know." So Ishvara said, "Oh, is that the case?" So Vishnu or Ishvara is always practical. So when somebody comes to us and says, okay, I need to control the mind, we'll say, oh, is it so? Oh, learn the sixth chapter of Gita, you will understand. It's the same person goes to, or like we may say, okay, do meditation. Same person goes to Amma, Amma will say, oh, is it that way? Like, come to me more. Automatically, if you come to me more, then it's a practical solution. Meditation may not be possible for people whose mind is in a lot of trouble already. So, practical solution Vishnu gave, okay, go to this place. So, go to this place, there is a small kitten to be born, it's about to be born. So, go there and see the kitten, like, and ask the kitten, like, the story can be said in a more funny way, like, my father always tells it that way. So, Vishnu says, okay. This time, this place, there is a cat like which is going to give birth to 3-4 kittens. Of those, like there is one colored kitten. So that kitten, like go to that kitten and then ask it, what is the mahatva of satsanga? What is satsanga? What is the benefit of satsanga? Ask the question. Narada goes, he looks at the kitten, 3-4 kittens are born, and the one colored kitten, he goes to it and he asks, what is the effect of satsanga? The kitten opened its eyes and then looked at Narada for 1 second and then it fell dead. And Narada became very sad. Oh, what is this? Like, my only hope that is gone, and also like the kitten died. I don't know what is happening. So he goes back sad to Ishvara. So Ishvara says, okay, Narada, come on, cheer up. What is there to lose? So cheer up. You have more to do now. So next, like go to this particular place at this particular time, a dog is going to give birth to 3-4 puppies. Of those, like choose, there is one colored puppy. Go and ask the same question to the puppy. So Narada is innocent, so he didn't doubt in like or he didn't assume things. So he just went there. The puppies were born. He went to that one colored puppy and asked, okay, what is the mahatvam of satsanga? The puppy opened its eyes, beautifully looked at him, and then it fell dead. So Narada became very sad now. So he went back to Ishvara. Oh, Ishvara, this is what happened. What is happening? Like, I'm getting really sad. Ishvara said, come on, Narada, cheer up. Like, go to this particular place, this particular time. There is a cow which is going to give birth to some like young children. So go there, and one colored, like what are like cows' children called? Young cows, calves. Yeah, calves are going to be born. So go there, and one colored calf. Go to it and ask the question. So Narada goes, and then he asks the calf the question as to, okay, what is the mahatma of satsanga? The calf opens its eyes the same way, it looks at Narada and then it falls dead. So Narada becomes very sad, like he cries, and then like he goes to Vishnu and says, oh Vishnu, oh Bhagavan, what is happening? Like, I can't face it anymore. So Vishnu says, okay, come on Narada, like how will you realize if you give up hope so soon? So there is one final thing for you to do. So there is a particular kingdom, and there is a queen ready to give birth. Hearing this itself, Narada said, oh Bhagavan, no, I don't want to go there. The queen is going to give birth to a son. The son is going to look at me and it will die. And then the king is going to kill me. No, I don't want it. So Vishnu said, come on, Narada, don't assume things. Be cheerful. I'm there to protect you. Go. And like Narada is very sad. Like he goes there. And when he goes there, like the king welcomes him. Of course, the king doesn't know this thing that like whoever Narada has been seeing of late, they have been dying, or like after getting birth, the small, just now born beings have died looking at Narada. So he calls him, and the auspicious moment comes. The queen gives birth to a small son, beautiful son. And Narada like is called up. Narada, come on, like whatever you want to look at the sun, the king calls him. So they go. Narada goes into the queen's like room, and then he he sees the small child, and then like he looks at the small child before even Narada can ask the question. The child jumps onto Narada's shoulder. Okay, don't ask me whether a just now born child can jump. Of course it can happen. Anything is possible in this world. There's nothing that is impossible. Like people who see like flights today, 100 years or 200, 300 years back, like they wouldn't have believed this. So the child like is on Narada's shoulder. Narada is very much afraid now. What is this happening? So the child looks at Narada. Narada looks at it like surprised. Man, at least he internally or in his mind, he is happy. Oh, I am saved. At least this one didn't die. So he is happy. And the child looks at him again. For a couple of minutes, both look at each other. And then the child, like the small son, asks, "Oh, Narada, don't you recognize me?" Narada then looks at it again and then says, "No, I don't. Oh, Narada, how can't you recognize me? I am the small kitten to whom you asked the question of satsanga. I am that puppy. I am that calf." So Narada like is surprised. And then he realizes, and the small kid explains, "Oh, Narada, it is satsanga with you. It's like association with you. It's just your sight that like gave me higher births, and I have attained this gifted human birth, precious, rare human birth as a result of satsanga with you. Your mere presence has helped me in progressing from a lower birth to a higher birth." So that is the mahatvam of satsanga. So it will definitely give effect. So even if like we don't have pranipatam, pariprashnam and seva, just going and meeting such a mahatma like Amma, or just doing activities, remembering Amma, that itself will give us some fruit. But if pranipatam, pariprashnam, seva is there, then infallible, that it cannot fail at all. So in this case, like the child was born as a kitten. So when somebody is just born, innocence will be there. So there like automatically surrender comes, and when Narada is around there, Narada's mere presence is enough. So similarly, Mahat Sangha is it will definitely give fruit. So we just need to ensure that we surrender on to such a Mahatma. We get the Kripa of such a Mahatma by doing Pranipatam, Pariprashnam and Seva. If we do this, then it will definitely give us the fruit, which means that it will give us the goal or Parabhakti or Amritam, Anandam, which is what we really need. So Atma Kripa, we have at least started getting or gaining Atma Kripa. So the next step is meeting a Mahatma like Amma. We have already met. So the next step would be trying to get the Kripa, which means Pranipatam, Pariprashnam and Seva, which will ensure that we get Mahat Kripa due to Mahat Sangha, which is Durlabham, very tough, Agamyam. These Mahatmas are beyond our apprehension, and Amogham. It will definitely give the fruit. So may Amma bless us so that like we may be able to get Pranipatam, Pariprashnam and Seva, and thereby get Mahat Kripa. And in this very birth, we get the goal of Parabhakti. It's like after having reached such a point, such a stage in life where we have got a Mahatma, we know what is to be achieved, we shouldn't let go of the opportunity. So may Amma bless us. Om Namah Shivaya.